Hi, your Xiaomi corresponding to Tanya Fabli, Daf Yud Ches. We begin your Xiaomi on Daf Yud Beis Madalas, at the mission of Halacha Yud Beis. Kol HaKotav Megillah, Yiloi, Lemistad Lefonav, Asa, Ta'achav, Mutter. Everything written in Megillah, in the Megillah, which is Megillah's Tanya, which is a list of Yomim Tovim Medrabonam, or may not eulogize on the day before is forbidden and afterwards is permitted. Yeshi Omer Lefonav Laachrov Offer. Yeshi says before and after is forbidden. Loi Lisan Lis Ano Lefonav Laachrov Mutter. Yeshi Omer Lefonav Offer Laachrov Mutter. And it says only not fast. Before and after is permitted. Yeshi says before is forbidden and after is permitted. Megwal says Masnifin Dubmeyah Dubmeyah Omer Dilolis the Misbed Offer Lis Anois. The Lis Anois Mutter the Hesped Dilolis Tan Kadeshi Loi. They loy leif naya. The Gemara brings that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir, who said that they that one may not eulogize, fasting is forbidden. They that one may not fast, eulogies are permitted. If it's stam asa, only fasting is forbidden. He has to permit the day before, for what is secondary should not be like what is primary, which is the day itself. And Rabbi Yona, Elaine Yemer de loy lemesu behoin, mixasam de loy leif naya behoin. Rabbi Yonah said, these days the one may not eulogize, on some of them, fasting is forbidden. Amr Shimon Gamliel, Matan Bolema Bahoin, Bahoin Shnei Pa'amim, Ele Melamed Sha'alayla Muta Vayayim Asa. Shimon Gamliel says, why does it say in Megillah's Tainis, on them, twice? It teaches that the night is permitted and the day is forbidden. In a hard Tani Lahen, Inish Dehavi Aloi Yasa Basoi. It was taught at the end of Megillah's Tainis, except for a man who has on himself a chiyuv to fast on one of these days, for he forbade himself in tefillah, and his vow overrides Megillah's Tanis. And Rabbi Yishev Rabun, Shu'ut Sorech Haskiram Mebe'erev. Rabbi Yishev Rabun says he must mention the fast in Mincha of the previous day, if not, this is not the acceptance. Afi Adam Rabbi Zera, B'Shem Rav Chuna, Oimar Shasei Kelele, Shabbos Rabbi Yoimai. This teaching is like Rabbi Zera taught in the name of Rav Chuna. He says, Anenu in every Trilla, like Shabbos, which we mention in Trilla, at night and by day. Even Rabbi Yud Aleph, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yabeis, Rabbi Meir. And Mishnah in Megillah teaches that even though villagers may read the Megillah, Megillah Esther, as early as the 11th of Adar, eulogies and fasting are permitted on those days. And we can establish this only for the 11th according to Rabbi Yosi, or even on the 12th according to Rabbi Meir. The Kasha al Rabbi Yosi should say, Lekain Tani, Ektrenasa Be Yoim Tiriyoim. The Gemara asks, this is a difficulty for Rabbi Yosi, even the 11th is forbidden. Wasn't it taught in Megillah Sinus that the 12th of Adar is Yoim Tiriyoim? If so, Rabbi Yosi forbids also the day before. If you say, Amma Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Batal Yoim Tiriyoim, Yom Shenerag, Lulainus, or Papas. Yaakov Bar Acha says that the Yom Tov of Yoim Tiriyoim is Batal because it's the day when Lulainus and Papas, who were great tzaddikim, were killed. Yom Tzlasasa Bey, Tzlasasa Bey, Yom Nikono, Mao, Yom Yik Nikono. The Gemara says that, Megillah Tanis says that the 13th is Yom Nikono. What is Yom Yik Nikono? Filtrain, Marshal, Michel, Malchus Yavon, Oive, Lachandria, Ra'as Yushalayim, Echeev, Begidef, Aniyad, Amma, Meshuri Yushalayim, Atoitz, Amigdal Azer. The answer is, Nikono was a top officer of the Greek kingdom. He was going to fight in Alexandria and saw Yerushalayim and reviled, insulted, and blasphemed and said, when I return in peace, I will cut down this tower, meaning the base of Mikdash. Yadcha elav echad mishal beis chashmonai v'haya hirik v'chal yosef ad sheyegia v'le koronin shalai v'kem sheyegia le koronin shalai v'chata ez yaldei v'chata ez roishai v'tachvan v'ed v'kosa ben amatran v'feshe dibe v'ashma v'yad v'pashta v'gava v'tluyin v'kuntas Neged Yerushalayim. Someone from Beit Chashonai went out and was killing Nicanor's soldiers until he reached Nicanor's wagon. Once he reached his wagon, he cut off his hand and cut off his head and stuck them on a piece of wood and wrote underneath, the mouth that spoke with sin and the hand that stretched out with pride, for he used to wave it against Yerushalayim, are hung on a pole opposite Yerushalayim. Adati de Rebbe, she said Rebbe Yosi, Nicha, Ba Lerasalafanov. And the Gemara said, according to Rebbe Yosi, was a sign, Yom Nicanor comes to forbid the day before. And that is the Rabbi Meir say, Ma bar le'asalafonov, leisli ad my offer, mifnei abasa. The Gemara asked the contrary, Meir, what did he come to forbid? he doesn't hold that the day before, which is Yom Nikonah, is forbidden, since only fasting is forbidden on Yom Nikonah. The 13th itself is forbidden due to the 14th, since even unity is forbidden on the 14th, forbidden the day before. But the answer is, it teaches that we may not eulogize on the 13th. Afilu al shavdur yosi lefi makshaya lekein tani v'chenasa de yom tiryoin v'amav yakab ha'acha v'tal yom tiryoin yom shenera greninus upapas. And we bring a support now and a retraction from the earlier statement. And is it not difficult, according to Yosi? Wasn't it taught that the 12th is yom tiryoin, and Rabbi Yakab ha'acha said that yom tiryoin ceased because Reninus and Papas were killed on that day. Or more so, we no longer say that due to the 13th, the 12th is the Yom Tov. Rather, also, Rabbi Yosi must say that Yom Nikonah comes to forbid eulogies on the 13th. Abba Asa, V'chamish Asa, Puraya, Diloy, Lemesped, V'shis Asa, Bei, Sharayav, Lemivne, Shor, Yushalayim, Diloy, Lemesped. In the Gilas Tainus, it says, on the 14th and 15th of Purim, that one may not eulogize. On the 16th, they began to build a wall around Yerushalayim, one may not eulogize. And that's Rav Meir, Nicha, Bar Le'asa, Kisei La'asmai. The point of Meir is fine, it teaches about the 16th to forbid the day itself. And that is Rav Yosef, Ma Bar Le'asa, Le'asa, Le'fonav, Le'slei, Al'smai, Asa, Mipnei, Fesvav. The Gemara asks, according to Rav Yosef, what does this come to forbid? He doesn't need it to forbid the day before, it's already forbidden due to Purim. If the 16th itself, the 16th itself is forbidden due to the 15th. Referring to the Tana of Yossi. Bala Diocha, Shu Asa Behesper, the answer that comes to teach the day itself, one may not eulogize due to the 15th, we would forbid the 16th only for fasting. And we now take out the next several lines and we begin with, and we replace it with Beshivas Asa Be Koma Umoit Alplatus Seifim Menes Balkan, or Beis Zavadin. Waiting for the Megillas Tainis, we should read now, on the 17th of Adar, the nations came against the remnant of Chacham in the land of Vulcan and Beis Zavdin, and there was a redemption for Beis Yisrael. And that's Rav Meir, Nicha, Bar Le'asad Tmoy. Now, according to Rav Meir, this is fine, it comes to forbid the day itself. And that's Rav Yosef, Ma Bar Le'asad Le'fanav, Le'asad Tmoy Asa. But according to Rav Yosef, what does this come to forbid? The day before, he doesn't need to forbid 16th of the Yom Tov. The 17th itself is forbidden already due to the 16th. And Rabbi Yosef called Elaine, Relaya, Le Messiah, Ole Tavron, Le Al Lemeir, Ole Al Rabbi Yosef, Le Ba El Al Lemeis Yomim, Shina Asu, Bahen, Nisim, Le Yisrael. We answer, and it's the second answer to the previous question, Rabbi Yosef says, all of these do not support nor refute Rabbi Meir and not Rabbi Yosef. Megillas Tainus comes to list days that miracles were done for Yisrael, even if we would already know that they're forbidden due to the days before or after. Idlechashu Kain, the Taninan, Bereshalchav, the Nisan, the Yitzkan Tamida, the Loi Lemisbet. But Leikach Eina Asa, Machmas Veshchidish. Proof is that this has to be this way because Megillas Tainus teaches that on Veshchidish Nisan, the Torah was established. And Chom refuted the Baitusim, who said an individual may volunteer to bring it. On that day, one may not eulogize, and this is taught, even though without this, it's forbidden due to Rosh Chodesh. However, Shabbos and Yom Tov, one may fast before them and after them. Why are you lenient about these and stringent about these of Megillas Tainus? Shabbos and Yom Tov are midoraita. We need not strengthen Divrei Torah, and these are Megillas Tainus and Midrabanan, and they need to be strengthened. Hadad the Tema actually Batla Megillas Tainus of Mishnah Batla Megillas Tainus Batla Kolelum. These assume the fasting and eulogies were before Megillas Tainus were batel, but after the Chorban that Megillas Tainus is batel, all of these days are batel. Batla Megillas Tainus. The Chanina and Yonison both said Megillas Tainus is Batel. The Abba and Simoin Treyon Amrin Batla Megillas Tainus. And the Abba and Simoin also said that Megillas Tainus is Batel. Rishu Ben Levi Amrin Batla Megillas Tainus. And Rishu Ben Levi said that Megillas Tainus is Batel. Amrin Yochanan Emma Shehisi Shoyne Maase Shigazu Tainus Vachanaka Velud Velod Vamorov Al Rabbi Eliezer Shesipel Baal Yeshua Shirochatz. ואמר להם, אמר להם רבי שועה, סעו וסענו עמה פייס הניסן. ורבי יוחנן objects, last night I sat and taught an episode that they decreed a fast during Hanukkah in Lod, and they said that Rebbe cut his hair and Rebbe Shua bathed. Rebbe Shua told those who fasted, go and fast after Hanukkah, to return to fasting during Hanukkah. That Amar Batlam against Sinus, and you say that against Sinus is Batel. They said there was no reason not to fast. This is difficult only if the episode happened after the Chorban, but perhaps Rebbe Yochanan had a tradition that it was this way. Alternatively, before the Chorban, Rebbe Yochanan Zakkai was alive, and Rebbe Shua would not rule that they must fast again in front of his Rebbe. Rebbe Abba, Vafilu Tema, Batlam against Sinus, Hanukkah or Purim, like Batlam. The Abba answered that even if you say that the rest of Megillah Sinus is Batel, but the Yeshuim of Hanukkah and Purim are not Batel. Milayin do Rabbonon, Amri Batlam Megillah Sinus, and we support this by saying the actions of Rabbonon show that Megillah Sinus is Batel. Rabbi Yonasan, Sim Kor Aruvus Reish Shasa, Rabbi Avun Sim Kor Aruvus Shuvah, Rabbi Zira, Sam Talas Ma'avim Tzomin, Vista Amri Chamais Vulechash, the Megillah Sinus. Rabbi Yonasan fasted every Erev Shchidish, Rabbi Avon fasted every Erev Shabbos, and Megillah Tanis forbids to complete the fast on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov. Rabbi Zeira fasted 300 fasts, and some say 900 fasts, and he was not concerned for Megillah Tanis. Rabbi Akiva bar Acha, Mefaked Lesfatvaya, in Asas Isa, Mishal Lunchoin, Imun La Bechomis Anin, Chutz Meshabbos Yom Tovim, Rosh Chodoshim, Bechol HaShemoyed, Chanukah Upurim. Yaakov Acha instructed teachers of children, if a woman who brings her son to you will ask you, tell her that one may fast on any day except for Shabbos, Yom Tov, Shchidish, Chol HaMoed, Hanukkah, and Purim. Now come to Halacha Yud Gimel. Ein goyzen tanis al hatzibur b'tchila b'chamishi shelaskia es ha'sharim, ela shalosh taniyos ha'rishonos, sheni b'chamishi v'sheni, sheni b'chamishi sheni, v'sholosh shniyos chamishi sheni v'chamishi. Mishnah says we don't decree a fast on the Sibur initially on Thursday, lest it raise the prices. Rather, the first three fasts are Monday, Thursday, Monday, and the second are Thursday, Monday, Thursday. V'yosarim mekshim she'ein ha'rishoynes b'chamishi kach le'yashniyos v'loi achroynes. V'yosarim says just like the first group don't begin on a Thursday, also the second and last don't begin on a Thursday. The Gemara says, Shimon v'abba amar asa uvda kami Rabbi Yochanan Bahiri, Kirby Yosa, Bahaba Vilaza, Mestaya, Ama Shavkin, Stama, Bahabdin Kirchidai. Shimba Abba said that an episode occurred in front of Yochanan, and he ruled like Rabbi Yossi that when we begin a set of fasts on Thursday. If Vilaza was pained, he said he abandoned the Stam Mishnah and does like an individual. Ashkach Tanila, Rabbihia, Beshem Rabimeya, Kachama de Tanila, Rabbihia, Beshem Rabimeya, Ama Yas, Saba Yada, Harik, Garmei. Later, Rabbi Lava found that Rabbi Chia taught the first time of opinion in the name of Rabbi Meir. When he heard that Rabbi Chia taught it in the name of Rabbi Meir, he said, the elder, means Rabbi Yochanan, knows how to answer for himself. Rabbi Mana bar koimei Rabbi Yudin, Kain Amr Bechivskia, Rabbi Abo b'shem Rabbi Lava, Kamokim Shoshana, Rabbi Machlekes, Lachaz Vashana, Stam, Halacha Kestam. Rabbi Mana asked Rabbi Yudin, didn't Rabbi Chizkiah say in the name of Rabbi Abba, in the name of Rabbi Elazar, wherever Rabbi taught a machlokes in the Mishnah and afterwards a stam, the halacha for as a stam. The same applies here that Rabbi Chizkiah taught a machlokes and Rabbi taught stam. Amalei v'lei Rabbi Dilma Choron. Rabbi Yudin answered, is that not when Rabbi taught both the machlokes and the stam? Perhaps it's not when another taught one of them. Mahin in the Ashkach Rabbi Masni machlokes v'chad v'shan stam, halacha k'stam. After the Ashkach, Rabbi Masni Machlekes, El Achirim Shana Machlekes, Rabbi Shana Stam, like Kol Shekain Shetei Halacha Kestam. The Gemara objects, if when we find that Rabbi taught an argument and later he taught Stam, the Halacha for us is Stam, in a place we don't find that Rabbi taught an argument, rather others taught an argument and Rabbi taught Stam, or the more so the Halacha should for us is Stam. The Asa, Rabbi Chizkiah, Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha, Rabbi Shimon Ba'abba, Beshem Rulaza, Vasilo Achirim, Shana Machlekes, Rabbi Shana Stam, Halacha Kestam. And we strengthen that by saying that came Rabbi Chizkiah, Rabbi Yaakov Acha, and Rabbi Shimon Ba'abba in the name of Rulaza, and said that even if others taught an argument and Rabbi taught Stam, Halacha followed the Stam. Ramu Moyola, Yechida. If so, Rulaza's question returns, why do we open the rule like an individual? בשמו רבי ינאי, בשם רבי אחא, הדוד עד עמל, בשם מחלקת אצל סתם, אבל אם יש מחלקת אצל סתם, בעבדה הלכה סתם. הגמרא answers, says בשמו רבי ינאי, in the name of רבי אחא, we say that the halacha for אצל סתם, when the argument was not taught, by means of the name, in the same Mishnah as the stam. However, when the argument was taught in the same Mishnah as the stam, it's called stam because one opinion is anonymous, the halacha does not necessarily follow the stam. Rabbi Yosef ben Rabun, b'shem Rabbi Acha, hadad at amal v'yachid etzah yachid, v'yachid etzah chachamim, le'ibada halacha k'stam. The third answer, Rabbi Yosef ben Rabun, quoting Rabbi Acha, said that we say that the halacha follows the stam when the argument is an individual against an individual. If an individual argues with chachamim, and the stam is like the individual, the halacha need not follow the stam. Now halacha yud dalad. Ein goizim tanis b'roshei chadoshim b'chanukah b'purim b'mechilu ein masikin divrei Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel says that we do not decree a fast initially on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, or Purim. If they began a set and the fast fell on one of these days, we fast and we don't interrupt. Abba b'meya afa pisha omar Rabban Gamliel ein masikin. The mayor says, even though Rabbi Gamliel said that we don't interrupt, he agrees that we do not complete the fast. The same applies to Tisha B'Av that fell on Erev Shabbos. The Gemara says, Kama hi haschala, how much is considered they began? Rabbi Abba Amal, achas. Rabbi Abba says it's one fast. Rabbi Yossi Amishtai, Rabbi Yossi says it's two. Rabbi Nafik Uvda Ka'ador to Rabbi Abba. And in practice, we follow Rabbi Abba's opinion. And what do we read in the Torah on the fast day, on a fast on Rosh Chodesh? Yosef says that we read the brachas and the curses in Parshas Ki Tzavei. Amalei Rimana began mudatin dehu tanisa revin al meihoin leyadin dehu tanisa. Rimana asked, is this in order to inform them that it's a fast? They fall on their faces in Tachanun when a fast is on Rosh Chodesh. And they don't know that it's a fast, so we must read brachos and curses to inform them. Amalei la'idecha shekuyin brachos aklalas. Yaffa answered, it's not to inform them that it's a fast. They came to inform you that the proper kriyas haTorah is brachos and curses. Yudin kaputkaya ama koyim of Yaffa b'shem of Yudah ben Bapavi koyim Rosh Chodesh. Yudin kaputkaya quoting Yudah Bapavi said in front of Rabbi Yosi. They read the normal reading for Rosh Chodesh. Kam Rabbi Yosef in Rabbi Yehuda bar Pavi, Amalei Ata Shemat Min Aruch Adam Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said to Rabbi Yehuda bar Pavi, did you hear this from your father? Amalei Abalei Amakein Ela Ba'eini Tav Alei Dede Inun Yadin Tu Reishayacha Hen Koyrin Rosh Chodesh Veshakal Amakoyim Reis Koyrin Baruch HaZekralu. Rabbi Yehuda bar Pavi said that my father said so only in Einei Tav, where they are Makadish Rosh Chodesh. They know Vadeh is Rosh Chodesh. They read it of Rosh Chodesh to publicize the matter, or other places read brachos and curses. Pani Tisha B'Av Shechal Yosef Erev Shabbos, Oyechel Afilu Beitza Achas, Meshesa Afilu Kois Echad, Kedesh Leikanas to Shabbos, Mo'una Divi Rav Yehuda. The Bible says, Rav Yehuda says that when Tisha B'Av falls on Erev Shabbos, one eats even an egg and drinks even a cup. Lest he enter Shabbos afflicted. Yosef Oimer Misane Umashlim. Yosef says he fast and completes the fast. Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Imi bar Yechezkel b'shem Rav, Halacha k'mishahu Oimer Misane Umashlim. Rabbi Zeira quoting Rabbi Yehuda, quoting Rabbi Abba, quoting Rabbi Imi bar Yechezkel, quoting Rav, says the Halacha is, like he says, he fast and complete. Lama loy Omer Halacha to Rabbi Yosef. Why didn't he say the halacha follows Rabbi Yosef? It's Naitani umachlif to Rabbi Chachamim. The answer is some switch of opinion to that of the Chachamim. Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rav Chuna v'afilu yochid shegadal atzmai tanis be'er Shabbos mitzane mashlim. Rabbi Zeira quoting Rav Chuna said that even an individual who decreed a fast on himself on Erev Shabbos, he fasts and completes. Adar Rabbeivai ha've Yosef k'mi Rabbi Yosef bar melef minei adein uvda. Omale nimte beisa sivcha, ale rumshahu, amale if tana, amale if gabe tumasin, amale umashlimin kubi yosi. Now, this is like Rabbeivai was sitting in front of Rabbi Yosef. He wanted to learn from him this law. Rabbeivai said to him, I'll go home soon. Rabbi Yosef said, is it night that you want to go home? And he said, I'm fasting. Rabbi Yosef said, you need not go now to prepare food to eat at night. I have lupines. You can take them when you go. Rav said, I learned from you that we complete the fast like Rav Yossi. Admalach per Seder Tanias Ketzad.